I just recently realized how dishonoring it is to Christ to think that our efforts can help save us. Like, just switch places for a moment. That you leave heaven, come down, and take on the sin of the world to save us sorry sinners. And then we think, but still, I'm one of the good ones. Well, this Easter, I'm going to do something different. Normally, you guys all got nervous. We have a security team. Normally, I personally stress out about Easter because it is the most attended Sunday of the year, and there is this added pressure to me to plead with people who don't normally go to church. And I want to plead with you to take Christ serious, not just on the holidays, not just Christmas and Easter. We actually even have a name for you people. You're called CEOs, Christmas and Easter onlys. I know, it's sad, but I say from the bottom of my heart, if Jesus is not important to you the rest of your life, it doesn't matter what you do on Easter. So this year, I didn't stress, you can tell. Because this year, I just wanted to celebrate the resurrection with true believers. Just you who truly know Christ, I'm speaking to you today. Actually saved people. Like, let me put it this way. True Christ followers, we celebrate Jesus' resurrection every day. Not just on Easter. The bunny did come by my house anyways, but we didn't shoot him. True Christians, I mean those who actually have the Spirit of God living in them, they know what I'm talking about. And the rest, to be radically straightforward, you have a veil over your eyes that you can't even see it. You can't even celebrate this because it's not that important to you. The truth is, He's not your Savior. Every year I stress with tears to lift the veil that blinds your eyes from seeing Christ, and I beg you to repent of your sins and turn to Christ, but not this year. Not this year. This year, I'm just going to celebrate the fact with believers that Jesus didn't stay dead. He's alive. He's in heaven right now. Not that he was dead once and then he kind of came back alive once and now he's gone. He's alive right now in heaven, ruling at the right hand of his Father. So I prepared this message with one purpose: to just personally delight my own heart in the resurrection and ask you to join me in that celebration. Luke 24. This is my favorite resurrection story. Luke 24, starting in verse 1. Very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb taking spices they had prepared. Now, they went taking spices, like they weren't going to feed him. This wasn't oregano. They were expecting to find a dead Jesus. That's what they were expecting. Verse 2, they found the stone had been rolled away from the entrance, so they went in. But they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. As they stood there puzzled, two men appeared to them clothed in dazzling robes. The women were terrified and bowed with their faces to the ground. Then the men asked, I love this. This is my favorite part. Why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive? Like, they have a little bit of spaz to them, you know? Like, it's kind of making this like, why are you looking among the dead for somebody who is alive? Verse 6, he isn't here. He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. Remember, he told you back in Galilee. That's the biggest I told you so in the Bible. He isn't here. He is risen. So in all of history, in all of the billions and billions of people, only one Savior has risen from the dead. Only one Savior has come back to life. Delight in this with me. Only one Savior has defeated the grave. Like, do you realize that? Every one of us has an expiration date that we will breathe our last. Jesus defeated death. Buddha, he was a real person. I don't know if you knew that. 500 BC, 2,500 years ago. Buddha did not rise from the grave. Think of that. He stayed dead. Muhammad was a real person. 600 AD, he did not rise from the grave. He stayed dead. But Jesus did not stay dead. In the first century, all they had to do to crush Christianity, they hated Christians. All they had to do to crush Christianity was to produce a dead body. Here is your resurrected Jesus. He died. But they couldn't do it. There's a lot of religions, and people ask me, how do you know you have the right one? Right? Like, there's lots of them. They get weird. How do you know you have the right one and that you are not following a lie? And how can you be so cocky to think that you have the right one figured out? Well, simply, he came back to life. He came back to life. I used to FaceTime with Buddhists every Sunday morning. Don't you all? And I would tell them, I am following the truth. I do not have an allegiance to Jesus. I have an allegiance to the truth. And if you could prove to me that Buddha was true, I would be Buddhist. But then I challenge them, if you could prove to me that Jesus did not rise from the dead, I would deny the faith. And I just leave them on that challenge. You go do your own research and you see which is true. He came back to life. Is there anything worth celebrating more than that? We killed him and he came back. So for you who are a true Christian, you who have your eyes open to see the beauty of this Christ, for you who aren't just religious, but you see Jesus as worth everything, I'm just asking that you would delight in these scriptures that I'm about to read. Straight from the Holy Spirit, straight out of the mouth of God, delight in this with me. Romans 8:11. You're barely going to believe this. Romans 8:11. Just the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead, just so we're clear. What's it say next? Lives in you if you're a true believer. Just think of that. The Spirit of God, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, lives in you. And then, keeps going. Just as God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, what's it say next? He will give life to your mortal bodies by the same Spirit. Do you get that? Do you know what makes a true follower of Christ strange? Is when we believe this. Strange is good, by the way. If you are in Christ, just delight in this with me. Your own resurrection is just as guaranteed as Christ was. So up on the screen, think of this. What do you have to fear if you don't even fear dying? What's going to happen to you? Oh no, the war. Oh no, I ran. It's okay. What could possibly threaten us, true Christian, if the Spirit that raised Christ is in you? Some of this stuff is a little hard for my heart to believe. Romans 8:38, straight out of the scriptures. I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. That's not a promise to non-believers. Neither death, thank you, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, those are scary, neither our fears for today, nor our worries about tomorrow, get this, not even all the powers of hell could separate us from God's love for the Christian. Nothing, that's no thing can separate. Not even all the powers of hell. Are you not overwhelmed at this? True Christians? Do you not have just bursting confidence that death cannot separate us from the love of God? Do you not have just overwhelming gratitude and worship? Here's what a Christian does. A Christian does not let their emotions affect what is true. You get in trouble there. Teen girls get pregnant doing that. He loves me. No, he doesn't. What Christians do is we let the truth affect our emotions. You're supposed to have the truth affect your emotions. Either Christianity is the biggest cosmic prank, or Jesus Christ is worth everything to you. There's no third option of, well, I just believe just enough. I just kind of do like the normal Christian thing. And the rest of you crazies who take Jesus too serious, you just need to chill. Christians do not celebrate the resurrection only once a year, but it's every day. Two more scriptures and then we'll be done. Two more scriptures that if you let your heart believe this, you will seem crazy to those who don't see Christ worth everything. You will seem like the weird one if you let your heart believe this, but you only will seem like the weird one to those who are going to hell. I have a gift of being kind, I know. Okay. John, he tells us plainly. Chapter 11, we're going to start in 21. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had only been here, my brother would not have died." Like, why didn't you show up and fix it? "But even now," Martha's still speaking, "even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus told her, "Your brother will rise again." And Martha says, "Yeah, I know. He will rise someday. Some other day, when everyone else rises, at the last day." And Jesus told her, "No. I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live," get this, "even after dying." No moment where you stop existing. He's going to clarify. 26, "Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never die." What? Do you even believe this? That's what he asked Martha. Do you even believe this? There is no moment, Christian, where you stop existing. Why fear dying? Instantly you go from last breath here to standing before your Lord. Think of that. I don't know how this doesn't affect you guys. Up on screen, believers in Christ never die. We don't go to a holding pen. We don't wait for thousands of years. We instantly go to be with the Lord. Get this. Fellow Christian who sees Jesus worth everything, he has you. He has you. He always has you. He never loses you. He never loses his grip on you. It doesn't almost get slippery. You never have to wait for him to come and get you in the grave. He always has you. Like, I don't know how this doesn't affect you. When I was writing this, delighting in it myself, I had snot coming out of my nose. I was crying. I was hoping Ty didn't hear me. I always write my sermons on Friday, and I did not stress about this Easter so much so that I wrote the sucker on Tuesday. I never write my sermons on Tuesday. But this is what I'd want to say to you, because this is how I wanted to celebrate Christmas, or Easter. Halloween, whatever holiday it is. Yeah, this is great. Put me on the cello. He has you. And think of that. I'm speaking to those who know Christ. He's got you. You're never out of his hand. Is that not worth everything to you? Is that not worth celebrating every day? Don't take my word for it. Don't have any confidence in what I say. But at your dying moment, have 1,000% confidence in Jesus' words. John 10. This is what I personally delight in. John 10, 27 through 30. This is hanging on my wall. Somebody made it for me. My sheep listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. 28, let your heart believe this. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. You don't die. No one can snatch them from me. No one. For my Father, who's given them to me, he is more powerful than anyone, and no one can snatch them from his hand, the Father's hand. Think of this. The Father and I are one. He gives you eternal life. It's not based on how good you were, not how hard you tried, not how many times you sat in church. He gives eternal life. You will never perish. I personally delight in this, that no one can snatch me out of Jesus' hand. Don't you guys just want to sing in response to that? How about this? Jesus has me in his hand. He got a pretty big grip. And then the Father has his hand around Jesus' hand. Nothing can separate you if you're in Christ. Not death, not demons, not all the powers of hell, not the worries about today or the wars of tomorrow. Nothing. So just pause. If you take this personal, the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in you. Jesus has you in his hand, and his Father is wrapped around his hand. Is there anything better than that? I don't even know who's playing in the championship for the NCAA, but if you celebrate more over March Madness than you do over the resurrection, I feel bad for you. Jesus is better than all that life can offer us. Every sin, better. Jesus is better. And Jesus is better than all that death can take away from us. Don't you want to see your grandkids? Don't you want to walk your daughter down the aisle? Yes, but not compared to being with Jesus. So just as Jesus made it personal to Martha, I want to make it personal to you. Do you believe this? Do you believe that you will not die? Do you believe that Jesus is better? Do you believe that he is the resurrection instantly? Or is this just another holiday and we'll just go on to the next one? Let's pray. Father, we are only beginning to understand who you are. My own little heart can't even absorb the greatness of the truths. But I'm asking that you would make Christ great today. That the hero of the story would not be us, would not be rockets to the moon, would not be anything temporary, but it would be you and your kingdom. So may Christ be honored today as we remember he did not stay dead. It's in his name we pray. Amen.